Glory to Jesus Christ. From the beginning of the church, there were people who really made decision to really follow Christ with whole power, from whole heart. They made decision to really to keep his commandments with all strength and power. And they found out one thing, that even they understand Christ's commandments, these good advices for life which come from gospel, even they understand that they found out that they need some kind of technique, some kind of know how to live these commandments. And we have the same experience. We know that commandment of God is to love him with whole heart, mind, everything. We know that. But when it comes to real life, we see failures in our life. We know commandment, but we should learn even how to keep this commandment, how to do this. And those people in the first church and through history of the church, they were trying to find ways how to fulfill this commandment. There were saints who lived on the pillar, because, like, cut off from world, because they didn't want to be distracted. They wanted to eliminate these influences of the world, and it was a strange way how to live. Yes, they found holiness there, but this way didn't become some kind of general advice how to come closer to God. So those people who lived in previous centuries, they were trying to find these instructions how to live this spiritual life, this life with Christ, how to fulfill commandments, to find technique how to do this. And then those who we call Holy Fathers, they gathered this experience of thousands and thousands ascetics, those saints, and they wrote it down for us to give us an instruction how to live those things which we know that they are God's commandments. And let's take a little bit of that wisdom from those saints today, when we heard that in Gospels that really God was pleased by giving thanks. That leper, that one, he returned back to give thanks for his healing. And we can see that it is really good for us to be thankful, to give thanks to God. And these Holy Fathers, they give us this advice. They say about be thankful. They say, well, there is a spiritual law which works this way. If you give thanks to God for a blessing, for a grace you received, in return you will get bigger grace, gift, all blessing. Always when you send your thanks to our heaven, in return you will get something bigger. And if we take it and we think about this, so we can even create some kind of never-ending cycle of gifts and giving thanks and again gifts and again. This is how does it work in spiritual life. So it is good for us to give thanks. But what those holy people who tried that teach us, that it is not only the spiritual law that we can gather more grace. They teach us how to give thanks. They teach us that, of course, if you receive this grace, gift, blessing from God, it is clear that something good to happen to you, they say it's so natural that you give thanks to God. But they say, but everything is gift. That you breathe, that you have what to eat, that you can rest. Even it is gift from God that you come to understanding of divine things through reading of gospel or scripture or books of holy fathers. Always when you come to these things, which are many times we take as a natural, as a product of our mind, we think, oh, well, great, this is, but we forget to give thanks to God. Morning when we woke up, it's so natural that we woke up and we can breathe, we can drink, we can eat. It's everything is gift. Each cell of our body is under control of our Creator. He takes care about everything. And if we realize that what they say us, so we realize, well, if we give thanks to God, we give for those special things which somehow touch us in heart, so then we are forced to give thanks, but there is a huge scale of good things which are given to us and we are not thankful. We don't thank. And because of that, we are not getting bigger gifts. We are not getting something more from God who answers with bigger gift, blessing, grace, to each our praise, to each our thanks. So there is like a huge area which we can use and we can really be enriched by grace. We can get more from God when we remember His goodness, which comes many times in very ordinary things of our life. But this Holy Father, they don't stop there. They say, well, it might be slowly good habit for us. But they say, you have to go further. You have to look to your life and to investigate bad things, sufferings, afflictions, which come to your life. And we can say, what? Are we supposed to be thankful for those bad things too? And they explain us that only little bit comes directly from the evil one. Many times bad things come because we made sin. You know, this is another spiritual law. We don't think about this. Sometimes we make decision which we can call sin. For example, we can skip liturgy. We can skip feast. We can skip these basic things without reason, just because we are not in mood to come and to worship God. And we think that it's okay. It's not okay. There was an opportunity to show love to God and I show that I do not love. And we call it sin, this separation from God. And it always connected with some kind of suffering, because that grace I was supposed to get is missing. That grace which should carry my life is missing, and some kind of suffering comes, because it is not something in spiritual life, it's nothing without consequences. I get blessing or I can get suffering. So suffer, and Holy Fathers, they say, well, even if this happens and you feel suffering, be thankful for this suffering, because this suffering can turn your mind to correct direction. This suffering can return your heart back to God. You can take this suffering and you can say, well, thank you, God. It is like a reminder for me that there was something, that something happened in my life, and I can make repentance. Or I can be thankful, as they say, for sufferings and afflictions, because without those, nobody comes to heaven. It is impossible to come to salvation, to come to holiness without suffering and pain and afflictions, because our nature is so weak that many times those things, these fights, are necessary for us as a reminders to really gather all our strength and to have hope in God and to come to God and to beg Him for grace. So Holy Father, they say, well, be thankful even for bad things in your life, because even you don't know exactly distinguish the source, you can use them as a reminder for need of repentance, for need to come closer to God, for need of prayer, and many other things. And through this, again, flows bigger grace and blessing. Holy Fathers, they teach us these things. And maybe it is not easy for us to receive it, to understand, because we have to admit that this lifestyle of this world doesn't allow us to go deeper to our faith. This lifestyle of this world keeps us somewhere on the surface of spiritual life and doesn't allow us to dive to this depth of this relationship with God. But we should try. If we start to give thanks for small things, for all these things which keep us alive and gives us everything what we need, hopefully this bigger gift, bigger grace, bigger blessing which comes after that will open our eyes and make wider our heart and maybe causes this our deeper desire to go deeper with God's love. Yes, it seems to us that to be thankful to God, it's so easy. And it is easy to give thanks in these special moments when we feel that we are really blessed in a special way. But those who really lived deep life with Christ, they teach us, don't stay there, because you can get more if you are thankful to God for everything in your life. good.